This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, questions about the true mission of the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities. After the 1992 closure and minimal cleanup of the nuclear weapons facility at Rocky Flats, Colorado, much of the area was turned over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to create and manage a wildlife refuge. Now there is a proposal for a new road to run along the north side of the refuge called the Jefferson Parkway. History may repeat itself at Los Alamos National Laboratory, where a few years ago the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities was created, taking the Rocky Flats Coalition of Regional Governments as its model. The Rocky Flats Coalition facilitated the inadequate cleanup and the land transfer to the service without adopting the people's recommendations, based on several years of study, for more complete and protective cleanup of soils contaminated with plutonium. As at Rocky Flats, cleanup at LANL, even of priority sites, has often been met with a lowering of standards for cleanup. The LANL Coalition is comprised of the cities of Española, Santa Fe, and Taos, the counties of Los Alamos, Rio Arriba, Santa Fe, and Taos, and the pueblo of Oque Owingue. Its mission is, quote, to ensure that state and federal policies protect and promote local interests, end quote. These interests are politically divided between business and jobs on the one hand, and on the other, the health and safety of the residents, the land, and the water in these communities. With government sequestration impending, the LANL Coalition issued a press release that said in part, quote, "The coalition recognizes that sequestration may cause tens of thousands of New Mexicans to lose their jobs through direct and indirect job losses at Los Alamos National Laboratory," end quote. Although LANL later announced that they expected no job losses, the LANL Coalition has not pressed equally for cleanup funds urgently needed given the heightened risks of wildfires in New Mexico. The LANL Coalition risks diminishing the importance of protecting our air, land, and water, as occurred under the supervision of the Rocky Flats Coalition. Kristen Iverson reports in Full Body Burden, her 2012 book about Rocky Flats, that when citizens demanded that the service study the extent of plutonium contamination before building highways and bikeways, they announced that, quote, "they would not implement such a study," end quote. Dr. Leroy Moore, longtime nuclear watchdog with the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, addressed the proposal to build the Jefferson Parkway through old Rocky Flats land. He said he disagreed with the Fish and Wildlife Service on what constitutes safe standards for plutonium exposure. Moore said, quote, "I don't think the standards that exist protect the public or protect the workers," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at our website, nuclearactive.org.